Yusham Shvius, Perches, Halachabes. Shvius de Malachila Ushtil Sicha. The pair of Shvius can be used either for you can eat them, you can drink them, or you can rub them into your skin. And this mission is talking about wine and oil, and it says that you could do with these. That's what you can do with these. Lucha dava shadaka lucha, velasuch dacha shadaka losuch. You can eat the things that are meant for eating, and you can rub in the things that are meant for rubbing. Each one the way it's supposed to be used. V'liyosuchem v'chemetz. So therefore, wine and vinegar can't be used for rubbing in because nobody rubs those into their skin. Avosacha seshemen, but you can rub oil into your skin. V'chem v'chuma ma'isusheni. Chuma ma'isusheni have this thing also that you eat. You eat the ones that are meant for eating, and you rub into your skin, or drink the ones that are meant for drinking, and you rub into your skin the ones that are meant for that. Kamen and Shvius has an extra cool over Chumah Ma'aser Sheni. Shenitnah Halakasana, that you could also use oil for a lamp to give illumination, which you cannot do for Chumah Ma'aser Sheni. What does it mean that you can eat the things that are meant for eating? And that means the following. It means to say is, first, these three items that are not in a really edible form, that is, let's say, bread that's spoiling, means when you cut vegetables, the trimmings, the edges that are not really so usable, and tavshus shneskalka is a cooked food that's starting to spoil. Shneskalka tzrasei. So those foods, you're not mechuyev to eat it. It means you have there's no mitzvah to eat it, and you only have to eat the ones that are still in an edible form. And therefore, those foods are not mechuyev to eat. There is a shita that says that you should understand from this gemara. And only spoiling the food you're not mechuyev to eat, but other shvi's food is actually a mitzvah to eat it. But most of the place can learn that there's actually no mitzvah to eat any food that has kedusha shvi's. All the mitzvah is to not do something to actively ruin it or actively make it unedible. But you don't actually physically have a mitzvah to eat it. Another part of the mitzvah saying you should only eat things that are edible is not the first part was that you shouldn't eat foods that are inedible. But second is, if a person wants to eat targan chayin, a raw, targan is a kind of a vegetable, it may mean beets, but whatever the vegetable is, it's a vegetable that's only eaten cooked. If he wants to eat a raw, a locus chitin, or he wants to chew on raw grains, chayas, raw ones, ain't generally you don't listen to him because that's also not eating a food that's meant to be eaten. So you can't eat foods, you don't eat foods that are spoiling, and you're also not allowed to eat raw foods that need to be cooked before they're eaten. Kate delicious, dumb shark delicious. What does it mean you should drink foods that are meant for drinking? You don't tell him that he must drink a nigun iksigun, which means is that these are two drinks that need olive oil to make them. So you don't say to the person, you must take your olive oil and mix it into those drinks and use it, and therefore be able to drink them. Rather, you could use the olive oil in other ways that are suitable. You don't have to turn it into a drink. The lo yayin yishmarim, you also don't have to drink wine that's still mixed in with its sediment. Rather, you can filter out the sediment and just drink the part that's truly suitable for drinking. Choshibishina, a person who has a toothache, he shouldn't take vinegar into his mouth, squish it around, and then spit it out, which was seemingly beneficial for the toothache. You shouldn't do that because that's using the vinegar as a malugma. That's using the vinegar as a type of a medicine. That's not it's an acceptable way to use vinegar, to use shvi's produce. If you want to, you can swish it around in your mouth and then swallow it, because swallowing vinegar, in small quantities, is considerable a reasonable way to drink vinegar with kedushas. You can also dip in food into the vinegar, sort of like where we use dressings, and it's not a problem, it's not a concern. That's considered a reasonable way to use perishvies. Next, hachoshish groiner, lo ya'arenu b'shemen. A person who has something wrong with their throat, he's not allowed to gargle with oil. But if he wants to, what he can do is he can put a lot of oil into the anigrin. Again, as we had said before, an anigrin is a kind of food that uses oil, so you can put extra amounts of oil into it and then swallow it, and that will help the person's throat. That's not considered to be using it as a malugma because he's drinking it. Next, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. He can only rub in oil, not wine or vinegar. So the Gemara says, someone has something wrong with their head, or he has scales, or some kind of boils on his head. He can rub oil into that, that's fine. But he cannot rub in wine and vinegar, because those are not things that are used for rubbing into your skin. Then the Gemara says, Ein mefatmin shemen shashvias. You're not allowed to put spices into oil of shvias, and this is to say because the spices they would use for when they spiced up oil would give a better taste, but those spices ended up not being edible. So those pieces, those spices that would be floating around, would absorb some of the oil. So by putting these spices into the oil of shvias, in effect, you're losing some of the oil, because that the oil that gets absorbed into these spices but sit on the side and never get eaten. This means is you can buy oil, 6 year oil, shemen from Eretz, and then be mefatim that. You don't have to worry that people will think that you are be mefatim oil of Shvias. Okay, others learn that you can buy shemen arev. It means that you can buy already spiced oil. But then, yeah, that's with money of shvius, you can buy this one, and the pshat is money that has kedusha shvius can be used to buy oil from before shvius. But we'll learn, the Gemara Fold learns that you can buy pre-shvius oil and spice that up, and don't worry about it. People will think you're doing that to shvius oil. If Imi thought you could even buy this 60-year oil from someone who's a chashid, could he? And you don't have to be concerned that maybe he's selling you oil that's really shvius oil. You can accept what he's saying, that it's pre-shvius oil, and then you could spice it up. That's only true if you don't know whether the person is a chashid. If you know for sure that the person who's selling to you is a chashid, then usher, then you're not allowed to buy the oil from him, because you cannot accept his statement that this is pre-shvius oil. Okay, so now we've taken care of being mefatim oil of shvius. What about being mefatim wine of shvius? Now the difference is that when you're mefatim wine of shvius, the spices that are put into it to give it the flavoring do not get lost, do not get wasted. They ended up being absorbed into the oil and into the wine, just like the wine. So we don't have the concern we had last time. But we have a different concern, which is that only certain people appreciate the taste of this spiced wine. But for those people, you've just improved it. So the question is, are you allowed to do something to the wine that makes it better for some people, but makes it not edible for other people? So the Gemara says, Nashmin min hatol, we can deduce it from the following. Because it says in our Mishnah, Kami and Shviyash ni'il chalav kasaner. It says Shviyash is more lenient than Chuma and Maishah Sheni, in that Shviyas can be used for Hadlok Saner, which those other ones can't. So we know there's a Mishnah in Maishah Sheni that says that Maishah Sheni can be used, you can be Mefatim wine of Yain of Maishah Sheni, Sadar Amr Shul Mutter, so it must be that Shviyas can also, you can also be Mefatim wine of Shviyas, because we know you can be Mefatim the wine of, you can be mevatim the wine of Maishah Sheni. So if the din was that you cannot be mevatim the wine of Shvius, the Mishnah should have said, Kamim Shvius Shni Alok Saner, Kamim Maishah Sheni, that it could be used for, that you can be mevatim Yain Shal Maishah Sheni. So that implies that really it's mutter to be mevatim wine of Shvius. So the verse is basically about Tanya Asa. We have a verse that says that you're not allowed to be mevatim wine of Shvius. So how can we reconcile that with our Mishnah? Amar Belasar, Rav Belasar says, Rav Yehudihi, that is the Rav Yehudihi, the one who says that it's Asr is Rav Yehudihi, the Rav Yehudihi Mati Neshu Mashpichai, that we have an opinion of, the one who said that it's Mutter, in the Mishnah of Maishah Sheni, along that, like that shot of the Marfola, the one who said in Maishah Sheni that you're allowed to be Mefatim Why am I saying that's Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda had, there's a Mishnah in Trumas that Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Machlok, there's a Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda, about a similar point. Are you allowed to do something that will make it better for some people but worse for other people? There it's about cooking wine of Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, that you're allowed to make it better for some people, even though for other people that makes it worse. So Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who says you're allowed to be in the fact that wine of Maisa Sheni, and he would hold you allowed to do that for Shvius also. The Tanakhama in the Mishnah in Trumas holds you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do something that improves it for some people, that ruins it for other people, and that person will hold. You're not allowed, that's the author of the Brisa who says you're not allowed to be mefaten the one is Shvius. But according to this pshat, everybody holds that Shvius and Maaseh Sheni have exactly the same din. Shvius, Maaseh Sheni, and Trumas have the same din about being mefaten. Either you hold that they're all mutter, or you hold that they're all usher. And therefore, our Mishnah doesn't say that Shvius is different than Maaseh Sheni because it's exactly the same. Whether it's mutter or usher, ends up being a machlokes in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says now, Kalman and Shvius, you can use Shvius, you could excuse me, light illuminate a candle using oil of Shvius. It's like the Gemara of Truma and Nitla HaLakasaner. Can you not use Truma for HaLakasaner? Isn't there such a thing as using Truma to burn Truma to make light out of it? So the Gemara says, no. Truma Tameya Nitla HaLakasaner. It's true. When you have Truma that's Tameya, you're allowed to use that. You're allowed to burn that. We call that Shem Tzrever, oil that gets burned, and you can use that. But Shvius, I feel to her in Nitla HaLakasaner, Shvius is more cow. The Shvius, oil of Shvius can be used, whether it's Tameya or it's Tahar. So that's why Shvius is more cow than Truma. He was going up to be into a bathhouse. Yav Tzluchisa, he gave a jug of oil, Zusini Udaisa, he gave it to Zusini, who was like the attendant at the bathhouse. He handed him this oil, and this oil of Shvius, and Amalei, all Leli La'ashuna, bring me this in when I get into the inner room, the room where the hottest room, bring me in my oil into that room. Amalei, that's the inner room of the bathhouse where he's actually going to be bathing. Amalei, less usher, isn't it forbidden to bring oil into that room? As he was saying, I don't want to bring it into you, because isn't it usher to bring it into there? Usher shalom Reb Yirmiyahu. So, excuse me, Reb Chizki is Reb Yirmiyahu. Whether Zusimi was correct, is that true? Is there something wrong? What's wrong with that? You're allowed to use oil. You're allowed to rub that into your skin. Amalei. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Asov Amalei. Go and tell him the following. And the price that we're about to quote is what he told him to tell him. So Rabbi Chizkiah went back to Zusimi and says, Lamatenu, Taka, you taught this to me. You, Zusimi, the attendant, taught me this din, that you're not allowed to bring oil into that room. The Tani came. And in fact, I've just found out that it's a brisa. That is to say, the brisa Rabbi Yirmiyahu told him to repeat over, which is, "Ein tochem shemen shel shvius b'merchatz." You're not allowed to rub oil into your skin, shvius oil into your skin in a merchatz, in a bathhouse. Avosachum yibachutz v'nichnas, but you could rub it in the outer rooms where the people are dressed, and you can go in from there. The law is shemen tzreifa, and you also cannot put in shemen tzreifa. That's the oil of truma that has to be burned, which we just mentioned. It's oil of truma that's tamid, that has to be burned. Loi bote, can I see this loi bote midrash? So you can't use that oil for lighting in a shul or in a base of medrash. Nay, bizoyin kachem, all these dinam are also because it's a bizoyin for the kachem. It's not an appropriate way to use kachem. So for the case that we were talking about, which was to use the parish of shvius, what the Brisa means to say is, it's a bizoyin for the parish shvius that they should be taken to the inner rooms in a bathhouse where people are not dressed and used in that room. So therefore, Zusim wouldn't bring it in, and rather, he was saying to Reb Chizkiah, you have to rub it into your skin in the outer rooms where people are still dressed, and then if it'll feel, you'll appreciate using it while you then get in the room, that's okay. You just can't put it on in the inner room. Okay. As far as the Bati can see, it's about the Midrashas. Everybody is, because there's a mission at the end of Trumas that says you are allowed to use Shem and Tzreifa in the basic classes and basic medrash. So Rav Holdo answers that the difference is whether you're using it, if that's the only candles that you have in that room or not. And according to him, seemingly what it means is that if the only candles are the ones from Truma Tmeya, then that's a bizoyin, and we understand that means is it's a bizoyin to the basic classes that the only candle you have is the Truma Tmeya. Rav Chaim Kensky brings from the Madaris that's actually a mistake in the Gersa. really, it used to be Rosh HaTevis, the Beis, Beis Chav, and Beis, Beis Mem, which are really mean to say is in the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMerchatz, and that's the design to bring the Shemot Sheif into those rooms, and it was misinterpreted to read what the Knesset and what the Midrashas. Okay.